Government has assured the people of the Upper West region that it will ensure that they do not lag behind as far as development is concerned. President John Dramani Mahama gave the assurance when he addressed rallies at Funsi, Issa, Afiama, Busie and Nadoli, all in the Wa East district of the region. He said under phase two of the Better Ghana agenda, the Upper West region will see first-class roads and other infrastructural developments. Here is a report by Pascaline Adadifo and Swala Abdul Wahab.
The Upper West region is the youngest of the 10 regions of Ghana carved out of the former Upper region in 1983. The occupation of the people here is predominantly agriculture in its various forms, but poor road network does not allow for large-scale production, as those will require that the foodstuffs reach the markets by road. President Mahama announces to them that a major thrust of the phase 2 of the Better Ghana agenda is the road network. All the roads will be constructed to a first-class one to link the region to adjoining towns.
Now for Upper West region, I announce that the major development thrust for us in the second MDC government is the road network. Upper West has the least number of kilometers of roads in the whole country. The Kulo River is a priority. We're going to bridge the Kulo River. We're going to do the Kundung to Belakwong road. And we're going to make sure that we link the capital of the Upper West region with the two other adjoining capitals with first-class roads.
Already, the region has benefited from the CHIPS compounds, rural electrification projects and social interventions like free uniforms and exercise books and the school feeding program. President Mahama asked the people of the region to keep faith with government since it has a track record of delivering on its promises. He stated that SADC also opens a whole new page of opportunities to them.
The north of this country is known to be behind the south in terms of development. So a lot of our young people, after they finish school, they migrate from here to the south to go and look for work. One of the major focuses of the MDC government is the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority program. That program is a 20-year program which is meant to bridge the gap between the north and the south. And we have started financing that program. The seed money that SADC required, 200 million Ghana cedis, we've released it to SADC. This year, SADC is working with 16,000 farming families in order to increase their production. Next year, SADC is going to work with 25,000 farming families.
A representative of the traditional rulers was particularly grateful to the late Atamilsu's administration, which saw a number of classroom blocks to eliminate schools under trees, teachers' quarters, electrification, and water projects.
Pascaline Adadevo and Swala Abdul Wahab filed that report. Meanwhile, President Mahama says the second phase of the NDC government will witness massive investment in the road sector in the Upper West region. He said the Upper West is the only region in the country that has not been linked by tarred roads with its neighbors, and promised that the region will be linked by tarred roads with both Northern and Upper East regions. President Mahama was speaking at a debate of chiefs and people of Wechao as part of his three-day visit to the region. Pascaline Adadevo and Swala Abdul Wahab again report.
The president was met on arrival at Nyoli by an enthusiastic crowd of NDC supporters and sympathizers. He called on the paramount chief of Wechao, Na Imoro. Addressing the people, President Mahama commended the chiefs for acknowledging the development projects that have been executed in the district since NDC came to power. He hinted that the second phase of NDC government will see a higher level of development across the region. The president said his first 4 years have been used to address the basic needs of the people, which include provision of water, schools and health infrastructure.
Wa remains the only regional capital that is still not connected to its neighbors by first-class roads. And so that is what we're going to work on. We're working already on the Sola Fufuso Road. Once that is done, it will make it easier for you to communicate with Tamale. We're working on the Tumuhang Wa Chicholga Road. The work is not going fast enough. We're going to speed it up so that from here, connecting with Bolga would be an easy job to do. Everywhere I have gone with the road minister because I want him to take note of all the promises we are making so that as soon as we receive your mandate, we settle down and start working, we'll start delivering on the promises that we have made during the campaign.
A representative of the chief of Wechao, Matuuna Bandana Chilena, said the district has benefited from all aspects of development under the current administration. He, however, appealed the government to provide the district with a hospital to befit its status.
Health-wise, you have been able to give us a polyclinic. That polyclinic is not enough comparatively to districts that have their own district hospitals. So we are saying that when you come to power again, that should be your first developmental program on health you will be giving to ours.
The president also addressed a similar debate at Durmon. He used the occasion to introduce the aspiring member of parliament for Wa West, Joseph Yilechire, to the people.
Pascaline Adadevo and Swala Abdul Wahab filed that report.